doing Eov, and we're up to what's called the 21st chapter, the 27th Pasuk. And Eov, what? Chaf Aleph, Chaf Zayin. Eov has been saying to his friends that they're misrepresenting the world. There are quite a few people who are cruel and evil and successful. And they seem to have unusual success. And they enjoy life. And you know what? Even if there are some people like you describe who die in the middle of their success and lose all their wealth, at the end of the day, they both hit the grave the same way. You have those people who lived out a life of wickedness and enjoyed it, and those people who died in the middle of their life of wickedness and didn't get to enjoy it, and they're all dead just the same. So what's supposed to be so convincing here that I'm supposed to agree to what you're saying, that God watches over what's going on here, that there is hashgacha? Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Hein yadati machshevotechem. I know your thoughts. Umzimot alai tachmosu. And mizimot are also really the thoughts that you bear against me. Eov says, I know there are also things that you're thinking and not saying. And when you present your cases, so you're saying half a story. You're presenting half a story as though it's a perfect world. Yeah, everyone that does bad eventually suffers. It's not like that. So Eov here is really claiming that his friends are not intellectually honest. He says, you know, I know that I'm not telling you anything new. And I know, hen yadati machshevotechem, I know what you're thinking. Umzimot alai tachmosu, and the thoughts that you're withholding. You're presenting your case as though, for sure, this is the way the world works. I didn't tell you anything new when I told you. It's not that way. Ki tomeru ayei veit nadiv ve'ayei ohel mishkenot reshaim. You say, ki tomeru, as you claim to say, ayei veit nadiv, where can you find someone whose house is strong and standing, as though I'd never find one. There's no place where a person can take coverage and be wicked. Ki tomeru, when you make your claim, ayei veit nadiv, where is the house where a person, nadiv in modern Hebrew is a person who gives donations, like nidava. Over here, Eov saying it, you're claiming, where is the house where there'll be like handouts, where they'll always have what to give when they live a life of cruelty. You claim it doesn't exist. Beit Nadiv here is not a philanthropist, someone who's good, but rather a house that has plenty. So there's always extra to give. So ki tomeru, when you make the claim, ayei Beit Nadiv, where could you find the house of that there's always plenty and they lead wicked lives? You claim that the wicked don't have plenty, it doesn't last. Ve'ayei oil mishkenot reshaim, and where can you find the tent that lasts, that the wicked can have foundation and remain? He says that's not true. Hallo she'eltem overei da'arech. Have you never asked the people who travel? Ve'ototam lo tenakeru. And the signs that they give to their stories. You can't deny the stories they tell you. And they'll give you signs of stories of people who were successful, even if you tell me you haven't seen it firsthand. Ki li yom eid yechasech ra. And they'll tell you that when bad things happen in the world, and then yechasech ra, the evil gets collected, so to speak. The evildoers are sometimes, over here, collected means not that they get collected by the aid, by the destruction, but no, they're speared. They're collected, they're speared when bad things happen. Liyom avarot yuvalu. And it seems as though everything just passed over them. He's really repeating the thought. You've never heard that there was a tornado and the only house that was speared was a wicked person? Well, go talk to people. He often says, sometimes it seems as though people can be wicked and God's ensuring that they last. Mi yagid al panav darko. Who could look up to him and say, you're going a bad route? Mi yagid, who can say al panav to his face darko about the path that he's going and tell him, you know, you're going to pay for this. Vehu asa. Mi yeshalem lo. And even though he's done evil, who can think of paying him back? And this is really, Eov is referring to a concept that the Gemara calls Rasha Shasha Misacheket lo. There are wicked people that sometimes God gives them Sha'a Misacheket lo. The hour is playing in their favor. And Chazal said, don't start up with them. There are times when God, so to speak, is letting the wicked have their way. That's, and the Gemara says, only a tzaddik gamur. Only someone who's a complete tzaddik, he's not lacking anything, can stand up to that. And what Eov is referring to here is even the example that we gave. A tornado can strike, every house in the town is flattened, except for the guy who's most wicked in town. And that wouldn't surprise us. It wouldn't surprise us, because Chazal said such a concept exists, that sometimes God lets them have their hands for a time. And that's the concept that Chazal said. Whoever is willing to take pause because the hour doesn't seem to be playing in their favor, so ultimately he'll conquer the hours. But whoever says, no, I'm in the just, I'll push, I'll fight, I'll succeed now, even though it doesn't seem to be the time, ultimately he'll lose. The hour will push him down. A person has to know when's the right timing. So it's all in the timing. Yeah. Sofo lidchota, he will ultimately be able to push it over. The kola docheket hasha, but whoever tries to push and get it in the kol docheket hasha, sofo lidchot mimena. The who, and this guy who led a wicked life, likvarot yuval, he gets a decent burial. Val gadish Yishkod, and Gadish is a pile of grain. He seems to have consistent support. He has constant Parnasa. Al Kadish Yishkod, he's swift to have his Parnasa. Everything seems fine for him. And here also, one understanding is Al Gadish Yishkod, and they're quick to bury him. He doesn't have to, he isn't even detained. His body isn't even. Even when he's dead, his body isn't chained in the death. Matikulo rigvei nachal v'acharav kol adam yimshoch ulfanav en mispar. The rocks of the river, rigvei nachal, the rocks of the river, they were matkulo, they're sweet to him. He has a great spot when he's buried. He gets the best burial plot in the cemetery. Remember, Eov's whole gauge is the world till the burial spot. He says, what are you going to tell me? The wicked will ultimately get paid. Even in their death, they'll be shamed. No. Some wicked, throughout their life, are successful. They die a successful death and have a successful burial. Matikulo rigvei nachal. They even get the sweetest by the stream. The little rocks by the stream, they're around his burial. They get a good burial plot. V'acharav kol adam yimshoch, and after his coffin, when they take him to be buried, everyone carries on behind him. He even gets an honorable burial. Ulfanav en mispar. And there seems to be no number to the number of people who come before him to bury him. Look at the honor he gets when he dies. So when are you going to tell me this guy gets paid back? He's led a wicked life, and to the dead he's honored. Ve'ech tenachamuni ha'avel. So how can you try and comfort me with lies, things that are worthless? It's not true. God's not watching over the world. Bottom line, he also says, God is not interfering in what's going on down here. And if a person leads a good life or a bad life, that's not what's going to change, whether he has a pleasant life or not. So how could you try to comfort me and tell me these worthless things that if I repent, if I become better, life will be better for me? That's not true. How can you comfort me with this worthless comfort? Utshuvotechem nishal ma'al. And your answers that you tell me, the wicked, don't worry, ultimately things are going to turn bad for them, and God does pay people back, and the people who are good, everything will go good. Your answers are lies. Utshuvotechem. And your answers, nishal ma'al, remain lies. You haven't given me any true answers. And here Eov concludes his rebuttal of Tzofar, and he says, don't tell me God's watching over the world, don't tell me how wicked suddenly are overturned. You're right, it happens. You could point to specific cases where wicked people suddenly had their lives overturned. Granted. But you can't tell me that that's the rule in the world. It's the exception. Most wicked people, we don't see anything different about them. Sometimes they die early, sometimes they die late, sometimes they're unusually successful, and they lead a wonderfully successful life. And you can't tell me that just because there are those examples of wicked people who suddenly had their lives destroyed, I should believe that God's watching over the world. No, maybe not. Not maybe not. I don't believe God's watching over the world, Eo says. Because if God were watching over the world, how could it be? The underlying claim is, look at me. I've led a just life, I'm a good person, and look at how I'm suffering. So it cannot be that God is watching over the world. And we could add to this what Eov said initially. He said, I am giving honor to God. Because according to you, boy, is this world messed up. I'm saying God's not involved. So yeah, the world's messed up, but God's not involved. He has nothing to do with it. I'm giving honor to God. But according to you, go explain the world to me. Now, because Eov keeps making these strong claims, I want us to leap forward for a moment. What's God going to tell him in there? So, God's speech in the end of the book amounts to the following. What do you think you know, Eov? You think you understand the world. Do you really know how the world works? God's speech in the end is a whole slew of questions. Do you understand how I do this in nature? Do you understand how I do that? Do you understand how I run the... Do you begin to know how many fish I've created in the sea? Do you begin to know how many fish I watch over? Do you begin to know about how I make the winds work, the different winds in the world, the winds from the east, the winds from the north? And God goes through a list of great feats that God does daily and God did in the time of creation. And God says to you, what of this do you understand? So why do you think you understand the world? Meaning, we're going to have to expand on it. But God's telling him, your questions are assuming you understand what's happening here. Everything Eov's saying sounds like it amounts to strong claims, because Eov sounds like he understands. He knows what's good, he knows what's bad. He knows who's evil, he knows who's good. He knows who's having a good life, he knows who's having a bad life. There are a lot of assumptions in Eov's claims. Now, some of them we could understand. Obviously, a person suffering like Eov is having a bad. Someone who isn't suffering like Eov is having it better than him. And if Eov has led a better life than them, then he has a question, why them and not me? Why me and not them? But a lot of his claims, such as what we read today, those are taking into account many, many assumptions. And Bez Hashem, we'll expand on it when we finish the book. But we have to bear in mind some of the answers to Eov's claims, because he's making his claims so strongly, we have to remember that there are answers out there, right? So those are some of the answers. Well, we'll see more, Bez Hashem. Yeah.